He has risen. The zombie man that is holy for some reason, even though other dead things that come back alive are unholy. And then you hide your eggs from the kids.
Yeah. Come back to life or never
holy.
Yeah, but that's just one of the hypocritical things in the Bible.
Yeah, there's zombies. The Bible's fake. The Bible's fake. God's not real. Jesus is lame.
You can have a week worth of podcasts with the contradictions and hypocrisies of the Bible.
God won't strike me dead right now.
Maybe I can just write whatever I want, some bullshit, and then maybe in like 1,000 years people will read my shit and be like, let's worship this.
Dude, less than 1,000 years. Fucking what was that shit? What was the one with the stone slabs that only he could read? What was that stupid shit, that religion?
Mormonism.
Thank you. Yeah.
I wonder if Naruto took a book from fucking the Mormons. Because that's the Uchiha thing. They have a stone tablet that only they can read.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That's gay.
You need the Sharingan to read that shit. Yeah, so the Uchiha are just Mormons. That's all. That's why they're so powerful. They just bang all their wives at once.
I actually never watched through Naruto.
No, it's not the worst. It's a good series. It is.
My boy plays fucking 8 matches of Ninja Storm 4, and he loves Naruto now.
Yep, I'm a Naruto stan.
My god, you are a fanboy, and you're fake.
Oh, fuck! On that note, welcome back, everybody. Episode 5, I believe. How's everyone's Easter?
I had a lot of food, and then I felt like shit, because I ate so much, and then I just laid around.
I got trashed.
Has the corona shit, like, affected Easter at all for y'all? Because I personally would have been doing the same goddamn thing regardless.
Yeah, my family would have went to my grandma's and had dinner and shit, but we could not do that. Just had to chill at home.
I prefer it like that. Like, Easter is so fucking, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not really worth that, like a Thanksgiving or Christmas type dinner. If my mom wasn't kind of religious, then we wouldn't do shit. Because my brother, me, and my dad aren't like that at all.
Does she do like the Palm? Is it Palm Sunday before Easter or something? Good Friday.
No, she doesn't. She's not that religious.
Good Friday. Is that where you eat a lot of fish? Fuck is Good Friday.
I honestly don't really know.
All this religious shit is getting me angry.
No, that's Lent. I don't know. All that shit confuses the fuck out of me. Did you guys see the armless OnlyFans girl on Twitter recently?
No.
She has one arm. I seen Gunner, shout outs, produced by Gunner. Good beats. Got a drum kit out now. Go check it out. He quoted her and I clicked it and she just had her titties out and one arm. So I was like, that's weird. And then
Duck Girl?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so it's a different one armed girl.
Wait, Duck Girl?
Yeah, there's some girl, like, her name's Duck, or her last name's something like that. But, like, she was in a fight on Twitter with Adam22 and his girlfriend, a bunch of other people, like, a year and a half ago. It's fuck Adam22, though.
Oh, he's disgusting. Fuck that, dude.
He's a fucking douchebag.
Dude's girl is pregnant.
I've seen a thing on Pornhub, and it's like, oh, your tits are that fake. Like, I'm okay with fake tits usually, but hers are just next level fake.
I would lose both my nuts to have a night with her.
I'll see, like, Adam22's dick out of nowhere, and I'll be like, all right, I'm going to go puke.
Tana Mongeau was hanging out with them.
Yeah, I hate her so much, bro.
Oh, don't ever say her name in front of me again, dude.
They actually are having a kid. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I feel so fucking bad for it.
Ew.
Those are your parents.
I just fucking scrolled down one time on her Twitter and see Adam22's dick coming on her, Riley Reed, and some other girl. Like, god damn it.
Like, all the power to him for just, like, continuously, like, getting quote-unquote clout.
He's just nutting on chicks.
Him and his, whoever interviews with him and, like, wants to be his best friend are the most clout chaser high schooler type people I've ever seen in adult world. They're literally like little high schoolers.
They're disgusting ass people. I don't like that. I almost feel like he still uses the 22 as a way to like stay like hip. You know what I mean?
He's like 39 or 40.
And so, yeah, this armless bitch, she, I was scrolling down because I was like, this is interesting. And the first tweet she put underneath was in OnlyFans. And I was like, of course. So I keep scrolling. It turned into a wormhole, dude. So there were people simping, you know, all this shit. And then I'm scrolling down. And I found out that people donated $300,000 fucking dollars to her, right? For like a prosthetic arm and hospital bills.
God. Are you serious?
Well, then it came out that she lost her arm while drunk driving.
Oh, my God.
Then receipts came out that she apparently bought mad fucking drugs and designer handbags with the money. And like she bought an arm and then used it once and was like, nah, because she obviously was getting clout for this one arm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So then
flexed on everybody with their own money.
Well, then she kind of dug her hole real fucking deep. Instead of just being like, yeah, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. You know, like I didn't put other people's safety.
She said, fuck you.
Yeah, dude. Yo, she... someone was like, oh, you could be a bit more sympathetic for drinking and driving. And she said, and I quote, I got the quote right here. No, happy face LMFAO.
Oh, my God.
Too bad she didn't lose both arms or face or something. Oh, that pisses me off.
And then she posts a screenshot. She's in the top 0.8% of OnlyFans now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. And people are still sympathizing. I seen one person be like, oh, I'm so sorry people are being so mean to you. And I'm like, what? Wow. Like, no, you could have killed multiple people. Yeah, people were like, well, it was a supposed DUI, like a suspected DUI. And it's like, well, yeah, because you're not going to get breathalyzed when you have a fucking tourniquet on your fucking limb, your little nub. Like, you're going to the hospital. Like,
she drinks and drives, gets in a car accident, loses her arm, makes some sort of account, gets a bunch of people to love her. They all send her money. She buys all kinds of shit with this money. And then these idiots find out why she had... They didn't... Why wouldn't you find out why she has no arm in the first place?
People don't care. They just see titties.
People
are still sympathizing with her. She, there was something else. Oh, someone was like, my grandmother died from a drunk driver, blah, blah, blah. Like, you don't feel sorry about that? And she was like... It's not about, like, along the lines. Like, this isn't verbatim. Like, oh, I don't care about, like, that or something. It's like... Just even if you're fucking lying, like you're in a spotlight now.
Just for the love of God, just pretend to care. Just fake it. That's just, oh my God. Oh my God.
You're making so much money and you can keep making so much more. And now you
if you
have
just
enemies.
Fake it, you could have everything would have been fine and you probably could have got more money.
Yeah, but I'm sure people will just forget in a
you
week.
You fucked up.
You know, people don't fucking care.
Next set of titties they get from her, they're gonna forget.
But it's like one of those things too. It's like, why are people even subscribing to the OnlyFans? Her titties are all over her Twitter.
Yeah, I don't understand that stuff. Like, porn is free.
Yeah, I can see if it's someone like a famous person.
Like
I get why people will pay for
Nico
it.
Nico LUO.
Who's Nico? Whatever.
I will simp for her.
Oh my God! I just found an Asian boy. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I simp for Asian boys.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like.
I don't want to hear slander.
Dude, it's she's kind of like sexualizing being childish.
How?
That's what it feels. I don't know. Like the.
How do you get that childish from like a 24-year-old woman?
She kind of be acting like a little child. I ain't going to cap. Like what else? Who else? Bella Delphine?
How does she act like a little child too?
What? She literally looks like a little child. She eats cereal on OnlyFans.
Adults don't eat cereal?
Oh, I had cereal earlier.
You got a weird mind going on, bro.
No, you're going to tell me? She's literally... Nah, dude.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, and I know, right? Nicole LUL is simp-worthy.
No.
What's simp? What's being a simp? What do I have to do that?
So you're thinking about it with her? You might simp for her?
No, I am. I am doing it. I don't know what it is.
Bro, I told you. Is she not just like perfect?
But I'm going to do it.
The only thing I can say, you know, I don't like the extra blush that she puts on, but
I don't like that stupid half smirk. I just hate any. I've always hated that.
Dude, I saw this tweet the other day, I think it was yesterday, and it was like one of those meme accounts. It's like, she's so hot and I'm simping for her, but she just smiles so fucking stupid. Like, just smile like a regular person, you hot ass bitch.
These titties are huge.
All right.
Dude, they're nuts. Logan's this chick with one arm. No, this chick with one arm. I'm finally looking at the picture.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got some poggers.
God, those titties, man. Some hoggers. I'm going to start saying that. Jesus Christ.
So, Logan needs to know simp.
Oh, yeah. How do I simp?
But, just kind of like,
am I a simp and don't even know it?
So simp, it's an acronym.
What?
It's an acronym.
It is?
Yeah. News to me.
So what?
Duck is idolizing mediocre pussy.
Oh Jesus, that's my whole life.
So pretty much every guy ever is a simp.
I'm a simp
some way or another, one time or not.
My ultimate simp.
I was simping earlier over Tsunade from Naruto.
You got a thing for animated girls?
I used to.
Yeah. Tsunade over out of everybody in the fucking Naruto game, dude.
I'm an old head.
Ugh. No, you're a lame head. That's what you are.
You're a simp.
Whatever, dude. I'm the ultimate simp, though. I'm a simp leader. Fuck you.
Yo, I got new Hinge stories. Well, I got a new Hinge story, kind of.
I have that Bumble story too.
Yes, nice. So, really quick, after weeks of just talking shit on Hinge, I think I've finally gotten through the like dirty part of Hinge, and I'm starting to break through to normal women Hinge.
That's the breakthrough most people can't get to.
That's really about it. Hinge might not be as bad as we thought.
Well, I've been matching with old ladies. Not matching, yeah, but
nice.
Swiping left on them.
What? So
yeah.
You're not matching them?
No, I'm not matching with these old ladies. I'm getting an option to swipe right or left, and I'm like, I don't want to fuck a 47-year-old ugly lady.
You don't have to. It'd be dope to just fucking talk that talk to some old bitch.
But
maybe she got a hot daughter.
I have that,
also possible.
I have that Bumble match. This girl, it was around 4. It was like 4:30 a.m. I get a cutie message. And it's this girl that's like has like 5 face tats.
And she's like, so hot.
She would be so hot if she didn't have the face tats.
Ignorant.
You can't like talk to her and try and
convince her to remove them.
You got some moral compass or something?
The face tats are just so stupid.
Oh my god, she's terrifying looking.
Damn it, where's face
Why
tat in Jose?
Ears,
because someone needs
ears?
To agree with me.
Damn, I should download Tinder again. Jeez.
Dude, hit up Bumble. I feel like bitches will hit you up because, no, I don't know. I feel like being a cop's a double-edged sword on dating apps.
I hate making a freaking app. I hate making a profile, dude. Ugh.
Wait, I thought you still had it.
No, dude, I got rid of that. I don't know, dude. One of them was kind of crazy. Stop talking to her.
Wait, how is she crazy?
Ugh. I think someone she just got broken up with, and she didn't trust people, and would just get mad at nothing, and it was like scary.
Wait, how long did you talk to her?
Like 4 days. I was just trying to chill with her, and we had plans to chill, but she got tired, so she couldn't
drink a Red Bull. How
is she narcoleptic?
Yeah, she said I'm tired. I can't hang out today. It's like, oh, all right.
Do you think she got dicked down by somebody else?
Yeah, probably. And that's when I stopped talking to her. But before that, like, she's just nuts, dude. Like, you say one thing that she doesn't want to hear as like a joke.
Ew,
or something.
Did
like
she start cussing you out fucking 3 days into being friends?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say to her?
No, I would just mess with her. Like, you know how you throw a little jab, like a little joke at something she'll say or something?
It's like almost like a flirtatious
joke. Yeah, and she would take it seriously or something. Like if I said something wrong or I don't know what I said, but
let's see. I wanna know what you guys think of
Godzilla.
I accidentally, no, whoa, not yet. I was trying to hold off because I usually, I blow my load way too early with Godzilla every episode. I've noticed that. I accidentally tried chocolate and cheese together.
I saw your Snapchat or Instagram story or whatever, and I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Well, this is the craziest part. I was mentioning it to my fucking family last night, well, yesterday afternoon, and my brother-in-law goes like, oh, yeah, I used to eat cheese on a fucking chocolate donut, and I was like, what? I was like, that's weird, but I was like, it's a thing? He was like, yeah, chocolate and cheese is like a good combination.
Literally never heard that in my life.
This one's weird, but... Yo, I swear it's so good. Orange juice and chocolate chip cookies.
Dude, I hate this right now.
Yeah. Literally.
No. No. That one's like, it's not even a meme, dog. Chocolate chip cookies, like Chips Ahoy specifically, and a glass of orange juice, bro. You dunk that shit.
I was about to say, are you serious? You dunk chocolate chip cookies into orange juice? You disgusting bastard.
Motherfuckers think it's normal to eat fucking alive squid still. I can't eat a chocolate chip orange cookie.
My God.
What's the difference between that and a chocolate-covered cherry?
It's a cherry.
Hey, they're both fruit. Covered in chocolate.
One's a cherry and one's juice from an orange that you're dunking cookies
John,
in.
You're comparing... You're literally... You're
I'm comparing chocolate and fruit together.
What about the strawberries covered in chocolate and the cookie and the orange juice?
Seriously, what about chocolate-covered strawberries and juices?
No, you can't just say that they're both fruits, so it's, like, it doesn't work like that.
I feel like that's how it works.
No.
Yes.
No.
Do you see anybody having orange or chocolate-covered oranges?
That's probably so good. I'm looking it up. Intern.
Get the intern to do it.
It exists. Chocolate-covered oranges exist.
No, they don't.
Yup, it's right here. You can buy them. They're mad expensive.
Dude, I'm about to throw my Red Bull onto my laptop.
Dip it in chocolate. It might be mad good.
My God, John, you're going to start dipping now, everything in chocolate, you fuck.
That fucking sounds good.
See?
God
yo,
damn
right,
it.
You, Jose.
Oh,
God
my
damn
God.
It.
So, everybody, welcome. We got Jose Drip. Really quick, Jose, I got to ask, is it still Jose Drip?
Nah, it's Dirty Dove.
I like that. All right, we got Dirty Doves here. And so really quick, yo, I was going through your Twitters. I was trying to find some old shit, right? You did a pretty good job getting rid of your fucking digital footprint.
it looked like shit, bro.
Yeah, yo, I couldn't even find... I was trying to find the video that I had that kid make for us. You
yeah,
know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
I have it somewhere. I was just actually looking at it the other day.
You got it? Because, yo, he deleted it.
Yeah, I was fucking, I was looking for it on YouTube, and I found a fucking screen recording of it. I was like, damn, I fucking hate this nigga for fucking deleting that shit. I can't, bro, I don't know what the fuck you were doing, bro, but that shit was funny as fuck. I was like, damn, this nigga really had this nigga fucking dance to this shit.
Bit of a backstory, so, back when I was in Alaska, I was so bored every day. There was one time... Where it was, yo, it was straight 2 weeks of rain. Like, we were just stuck inside our little cubicle. So, I was on Twitter just nonstop, just following mad heads and shit. And I came across some fucking weirdo, yo. I don't even think he has his Twitter anymore, because I was looking through my old messages. I found nothing. He made, quote-unquote, dance videos of him just, like, popping and locking, but he was, like, mad overweight. So, I hit him up, and I went, yo, you should dance to our song. Yo, it took him like 10 minutes. He goes, yo, I already made it. It's posted. And it's this fucking weirdo,
oh
yo.
Oh, my
just standing
God.
Still, just dancing, popping, locking his arms.
I wonder if I could find it. I'll put it in the chat right now.
Yo, please, if you can.
I gotta see that.
It's good fucking shit, yo. It's fucking hilarious. I want to know who you made that mix for. What's the story with that mix?
Which mix?
Most recent one. I seen... That shit hit me in my heart, the screenshot. He said, I made this mix for you.
Oh, fuck.
She said, George, I told you not to hit me up anymore. I was like, damn.
That's for fucking ex-girlfriend, Loki. The bitch. I hate that bitch. I sent it not thinking, like, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I was like, yo, want to listen? And I just felt like shit after. I was like, fuck, why did I do that?
It was a good mix. I listened to some of it. It was good.
Fuck yeah, bro. That's like that 2016 shit, bro. I miss all this.
Yeah. I want to talk about how we met, because I honestly don't even exactly remember, to be real.
You followed me on SoundCloud in like 2016.
Jesus Christ.
This is like when I was like, I had just started making music, maybe like 3 months. I had just turned like 17 or 18. And this is when you were under like Kill Me in My Sleep. Hey, I can't lie, that shit was hard as fuck. Like, I don't know what the fuck you were doing, bro. That shit was hard. You should have kept that fucking in. It was edgy. Nah, it was edgy as fuck.
See, that's why I don't like it. I felt like people looked at it as like a fake, like, oh, you just want to sound edgy and cool, when like
nah, bro. Go back.
Hell no. Henny Milk is gold.
Go back.
I wanna know about Broken Posse. And then from there, I wanna know a little bit about this new group you got.
Broken Posse, that wasn't even my group. I remember you wanted me in it. It was me, you, Nekis. What the fuck happened to him?
Yo, so remember I don't know if you remember him and I were working on a tape back in like November 2018.
Oh, he kept getting mad because he would send me this song, bro, and I'd be like, I'm gonna hop on it, and then I don't know, bro, he was all right.
His vocals were very hit or miss, yo, all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all sounded the same after a while. Like, all his music, I was just like, I don't know, bro. Like, I'll hop on it because you're cool, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I never got to it. And he used to get mad and he, like, never talked to me after that.
I straight never. It's funny because I stopped talking to him because when we were working on that tape, he just kind of like stopped, and I was like, "What the fuck, yo? Like, I'm like, we're only getting older, yo. Like, we really don't have like that much time to waste." Like, and I was like all into it. I spent like $100 on beats and shit and all that.
Damn.
And I heard nothing of it, so I was like, "All right, fuck this. Like, if you ain't gonna take shit seriously, like, I'm just not gonna like work with you and shit." And yeah. So it's fucking. I hit him up a month and a half ago. I was like, "Yo," and he's like, "Oh, hello." I was like, "You still make music?" Dog, he hit me up a month later going, "Yeah, you want to make some?" I was like,
what? A month later.
No bullshit. I got the screenshot and I was like, "What?" And then he just never said anything. Like, what the fuck?
I can't stand people like that, dude.
He's up to no good.
Last thing I seen about him was like him saying the N-word with the hard R.
What?
Yeah, some shit about
I'm guessing this dude's white.
Like him saying the N-word and then nobody was fucking with him. And he was like, "This person plays like an N-word." I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, hell no. Yeah, see, I ain't even blocking his name. I ain't even bleeping his name in post now. Nah, fuck that.
God, we're outing people on the podcast.
So, yo, tell me about that new group. Because I'm fucking with the vibe of the whole thing, to be honest.
Okay.
It's different.
The new group is just Played Boys watered down to, like, the members that actually were doing shit.
Gave a shit.
Like, yeah, like. I met them through a couple of different people. You remember Little Flower? Do you remember him at all?
I don't think so, nah.
Like, were you wrong? Nah. See, like, I met somebody, Spursy through Flower, and it was through everything I was through SoundCloud. Like, I used to listen to, like, a couple of the people before I started actually making music. And, like, they'll tell you, too. They were like, "I remember when this nigga was, like, Lil Guapo and shit." Like, that predates, like when it was. Because Lil Guapo was, like, my first rap name.
When were you, like, when were you going by Lil Guapo?
It was literally, like, the first 3 months. And then I changed it to Jose Drip. And then it's been that ever since. Which Jose Drip?
I can't cap. Yeah, I think it's a cool name.
I kept the at and shit just in case.
I noticed, yo. Someone already took Kill Me in My Sleep.
Loki, I was trying to take it, Loki.
You fucking bitch. Nah, I would have blessed you if you wanted that for real.
It sounds like a rapper or some shit that would be like huge with a bunch of music videos on like Astari.
On what? Oh, yeah. Like some It's Okay to Cry or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I hate that dude.
I don't like his music much either.
Not to get too sidetracked, but really quick, you know what YouTube account I can't fucking stand, yo?
What?
Haunter.
Oh, right.
That dude
I don't know, bro,
all the time. I had to straight unfollow him. I think I blocked him because I was sick of seeing him.
I don't, like, know what the fuck is going on with him, bro. Like,
you be noticing that, too?
Yeah, dude. Like, one day he's, like, homeless as fuck, and then the next day he's like, yeah, I'm good. Like, too, like, he gets mad with the pay for promotion shit. You ever notice that?
Nah, I don't even, like, once I started seeing him be like, I'm done making things. I'm done. I'm over this. Fuck everything. And then 2 days later, he'd be like, hey, I'm back. Follow my new account. Like, dog.
Oh,
like,
yeah, bro.
And then does that every other week.
That's deadass what he started doing. Yeah. And it's like, you're just fucking looking for something.
Hey, I remember that artist is dripping so pretty. He's pretty sweet.
Bro, I fucking love him.
He's fucking awesome.
Is that the dude with the strong ass chin?
Yeah. He looks like a fucking baby lizard, bro. Like, I ain't even gonna front. That shit was hard as fuck.
But one question I do want to know, because your sound changed fucking drastically since I met you.
Yeah, low-key.
Has there been any, like, new inspirations for your music? Or, like, has it just kind of, like, gone with the flow?
Well, my music is not really too much. Like, I try not to listen to anybody. Like, I just go off of, like, what the fuck I feel.
So, what up with the group? Y'all are dropping a tape soon, no?
Oh, we got a couple things. So, with that group, that is just, like what I said, it's just Playboy's watered down to, like the key members that were, like, actually working together. Like, when Playboy's, like, the actual, like, when I made the collective, I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna get a bunch of artists together. And I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, bro. Like, there was, like, 30 of us at one point.
Oh, Jesus.
There was, like, 30 of us.
Really went at
it. I was like, this is gonna be a big thing, and then nobody wanted to fucking, like, work together, bro. It was so, it used to piss me off. Like, it pissed me off to the point where I was like, man, fuck this shit. I told him, I was like, I don't know what we're doing. Like, I need this. What the fuck did I exactly say? I was like, we're not going anywhere. Like, I'm trying to get everybody to fucking, like, work together, and nobody wants to do shit together. So I was like, there's no fucking point of being in a group. And it was already, like, low lives when it got to that point. But I was like, fuck this shit. I'm just kick everybody, like, kick, like, who I thought wasn't, like, fitting. And that's how that came about. Right now, me, Aster, and Spursy are going to, like, do a 3-song tape. It's gonna be called, what the fuck are we gonna call it? Like, Triforce or some shit like that. Because, like, the three of us be making, like, some pretty decent music, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm. Yeah, I can't lie. When I first met Aster, it's Aster the Master. When I first met him, I was, like, kinda... He pissed me off so much. Like, no disrespect.
He was a little tweet.
Dude, he was big fucked up every time he hit me up, yo. And just because of that, yeah. I was like, I ain't fucking with them ever. But then, shout outs, because he did hit me up one day apologizing. He's like, yo, I used to be fucked up. Like, my bad. I'm trying to cop, whatever. And honestly, after that, I checked his music out. And it goes hard. He smacks. He's got good-ass vocals.
Yeah, bro. Aster will, like, tell you, too. He's like, I remember when he was a little guapo. Like, I don't know. I was like, that's when, like, his music was, like, different too, bro. Like, his shit changed. Like, it was like, I don't know how to fucking explain it. It was still like that emo shit, but it wasn't like what the fuck everybody was doing now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, he always just sounded different. I was like, damn, like, I want to do music with him, but I fucking suck right now. That's why I was like hella auto-tuned out and shit.
Bro, that's why I always fucked with my vocals, because I hated how I sounded. So I was like, well, if I just dilute my vocals full of shit, then it'll sound good because it don't sound like me.
Jesus Christ.
I remember, what the fuck was, remember when you, I think you sent, like, the first song we ever did to like, your ex-girlfriend, and she started talking shit about me because she was like, damn, It was like the first 20 seconds. She's like, I couldn't get through the first 20 seconds because he started screaming in auto-tune. I was like, fuck.
Oh, God. Oh, I think I know who we're talking about.
Oh, who? Name dropper. We outing people out here.
Talk about that bitch.
Ah, yeah. I did for the last fucking three episodes.
Oh, my God. I know who it is. Jesus.
Did you eat her ass?
I never did, actually, which is funny.
What the fuck?
That's suspect, John. I don't trust you.
I don't even care. I'm having fun on Bumble. I matched with a beauty yesterday. Whatever.
I don't like Bumble.
Nah, see, I only do it because Tinder, I stay seeing people, too many people I know. This state is so tiny.
Yeah, Tinder in Rhode Island must be rough.
It's very rough, yo. It sucks, yo. Everybody.
You do 50 miles. You get the whole state of Rhode Island and some of Connecticut and Mass. It's like, Jesus Christ, man.
It's ridiculous. I fucking hate it.
The whole fucking state. It's kind of nuts, though.
For someone who knows nothing about like this whole SoundCloud thing, how would you describe your current sound to a cop?
I don't know a goddamn thing.
Depressed druggie.
I gotta hear that. How do I link me to a song, John? I'll listen to that shit live on the podcast.
Live on Internet Phantoms podcast, we're going to be having our residential cop, Logan, talk about Yeah, That's Cool, featuring Spursy and Aster the Master, produced by Willie G by Dirty Doves.
Oh, baby, here we go.
You fucking lowlife.
down, bro. I was so happy to get some fucking Willie G beats. I was like, I wasn't expecting him have, like, for him to have like a train track and shit. I was like, holy shit. Fucking low life. He used to produce for like a lot of the big SoundCloud artists before like they blew up, like Peep and X and shit.
Oh my god, who's at the end?
Me.
Damn, I fuck with that song. Send me another link, John. That last part was nuts.
I think, you know what it was? I listened to Crybaby like one time. I was like, damn, this is that shit. This is gonna like blow the fuck up. Like, I need to hop on this wave. And I could never like make that shit. Like, I don't know. I just fucking like early on, I fucking suck, bro.
I feel that, yo. Like, my shit was weak when I look back, yo.
Nah, I still listen to like the shit you sent me. I was like, damn, like, I don't know. Like, listening to that shit was like hard as fuck back then. It was just, I don't know, it was like really rare. Like the beat selection and shit, like.
Well, I just saw Bernie Sanders endorse Joe Biden. God,
fuck Bernie Sanders and fuck either. Joe Biden. Don't talk about goddamn Democrats on the podcast.
You expect me to talk about fucking Donald Trump's bitch ass?
I'd rather talk about Donald Trump than fucking old head ass.
I'm sure you would, you cop ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know you're in a Discord with a cop right now, Jose Drip.
I have to leave. No.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Damn, I'm up. No, those songs are actually pretty good.
I love you.
I like the flow. That's like,
I have to kiss you.
It's pretty nice. It's not bad at all. What is his name on this on SoundCloud? Dirty Dove Shit. That's awesome.
All right, since we're all gathered here today, I want to bring it somewhere very special to my and very close to my heart.
John, no one wants to talk about.
Time for. Oh!
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
It's time for the Godzilla Corner.
Godzilla Corner.
I fucking love Godzilla. Like, I'm hey! Just fans, bro.
Godzilla's cool 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah!
It's a fucking Easter miracle.
Yes.
Bro, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That shit, I don't know. Like, that was just a big thing, like, when I was growing up. Like, I remember playing, like, all the GameCube games and shit.
Oh, shit. Yo, I forgot. Destroy All Monsters was hard.
Yeah.
I'm really out here loving Godzilla.
Have you seen the movies now?
I seen the one that came out recently, like years ago.
The Japanese one or the American one with fucking Bryan Cranston?
Okay, I seen all the original ones.
Oh shit!
Like growing up, and then I didn't see the one that came out in like 2000, like around that time. But I did watch like the newer ones. The newer ones were alright, but it was kind of weird. Like, they hinted at some shit, like, the last one. Like, it was weird as fuck.
Shit, dude. Yeah, so Godzilla's cool this week.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Godzilla was cool twice in a row.
Oh, man, it's only gonna go up from here, baby! We're kaijus now!
This is actually where
Godzilla's coming up, man. He's on the come up.
Who do you think's gonna win in the movie in November?
King Kong.
I don't even know, honestly. Who's in it? Like,
what King monster? Kong versus Godzilla.
Well, I was doing some research earlier for the Godzilla Corner.
I don't see King Kong winning.
And, well, here's the thing.
But I want him to.
Supposedly, Mechagodzilla is being built on Skull Island during the film.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yo. So I think King Kong's going to lose, but with help from Mechagodzilla, you know?
What is Mechagodzilla? Different Godzilla?
It's
a robot Godzilla.
It's a robot.
So it's going to be like, one Godzilla and then a mech.
All the same moves as Godzilla.
He also supposedly has like new armor Godzilla gets. And then there's like this new octopus or something.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what's yo, I'm pumped.
Well, I wonder if King Kong's going to get any help from anything.
Yo, I want Mecha King. Mecha Kong, yo.
Mecha Kong.
I think they should do like a little nudge, a little wink and a nudge to Donkey Kong. Give him like a coconut gun.
Fuck. Low key, that would be hard. I'm not even gonna front.
So, all right, that's been the Godzilla Corner. He's fucking cool. We're going to find out next week also if he gets even cooler, and hopefully the trailer's out by then.
It's getting nuts.
So, really quick, I want to get one more thing in here. I want to know, like, what's the process for you, like, when you make a track?
Actually, it really depends. Like, it could differ. Like, if I want to make some, like, that shit I sent you, the So Sick of You, like, if I want to make some shit like that,
mm-hmm.
like, say, I smoke a little bit of weed, not too much, because if I do too much, I'll be like, fuck this, I don't want to record. I would just sit there, bro, with the fucking auto-tune playing and shit, and, like, have the song on, like, repeat, and just, like, mumbling different shit into the microphone until, like, something good comes out of it. Or if it's some shit, that's cool, I really have to, like, sit there for, like, days to, like, write a song. Like, it got, like, to that point. Like, I remember I used to just bust out, like, music. Like, it wasn't shit. I remember I used to drop a song, like, every 2 days. I can't do that shit no more.
Yeah, fuck that. Like, I used to try doing once a week back when I was, like, bigger into making music. And even then, I was just like, I don't know. Something about it. Just, I get, like...
Like, yeah, low-key. It was, like, the sound I was trying to, like, do. It just wasn't sounding right. So I took a long ass time off to like figure out what the fuck I wanted to do. November 2018 or 2019. That's when I was like, fuck. I was trying to get my sound together. I've been trying to fucking change my music. I mean, change my name for the past like 2 years, bro. But I was like, I don't know. I just finally did it one day. I was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm done with this shit. I'm gonna do something else now.
What up? What made you come up with Dirty Doves?
You guys ever listen to like Wavy Jones?
I don't think so.
He has a song called Dirty. He has a song called Dirty Dove, and in the song, he's like, he says some shit. He's like Dirty Dove shit, mosh pit, something, some shit. And I was like, damn, Dirty Dove shit sounds like fire ass fucking rap name. I'm not gonna lie. And I had that shit in like the back of my mind since like 2016, 2017, and. I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna just change my name to that. That sounds like hard. It was either that or it was gonna be some like dumb shit. Like, I don't even know the fucking other name, bro. It was like some like really, really dumb shit. Like, it was like something Omega or some shit. Some stupid shit, bro. like some like 12 year old shit.
Yeah, like a 12 year old Xbox name.
Yeah.
Omega.
Eternal Doom.
Yeah. Eternal Doom.
Where the bitch is at?
We gotta get. I want to get some OnlyFans girls on here one day.
Oh, you gotta get the girl with one arm.
Yeah, I was about to say shit. That.
I'll hit her up and pay. I don't care. I would pay.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Then we'll just berate her for being a drunk driver.
God, I feel like someone outside of like who's listened, like a normal person, if they listened to this fucking show, they'd be like, these people hate women.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
We love women. They got big titties.
Don't be a fucking drunk driving OnlyFans bitch.
I had some fucking bitch like DM me. She's like, hey, do you want my OnlyFans? I'm not trying to promote it. I'm just kind of to get the feel of it. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
we mentioned this earlier. Like, the only one I would buy is like someone like very like big who's so like
stupid. Just watch porn.
Like, oh, like Nico Lol.
I simp.
Who's that?
That okay boomer bitch.
Oh, she's bad.
She is beautiful. Oh, you're changing your tune, John. You're just
saying. Get out of here, dude.
You said last podcast. She's not that hot.
She's not film worthy.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my God. Yes,
she is. Oh, my God.
Don't insult her. Don't insult her, John. Am I being a simp?
I'd shove a fucking cupcake up her ass and eat it, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, during quarantine, I'll do that to a bitch even if she's ugly. I don't care right now.
Fuck.
Time out.
I gotta take what I can get, dude. Quarantine got me fucked up.
I did that before quarantine.
It's my usual Friday night, motherfucker.
All right, we've been going for over an hour. On the note of Godzilla being cool and Logan being fucking Simp Lord now.
I am the Simp Lord. The ultimate simp. Master of all the simps.
I had to stop simping on fucking Twitter, bro. That shit was mad fucking like. I don't know. That feels like mad embarrassing.
I'd be simping on Instagram now.
I'd just be all zanned up on fucking Twitter and shit.
Jesus.
On that note, guys, I want to thank Dirty Dubs for joining us today on episode 5 of the Internet Phantoms podcast. We're going to be playing song by him.
I love you guys.
Shout out to FaceTat for coming through.
Yeah, FaceTat. Thanks for coming here.
Did he come through?
No, he didn't. He logged in, though.
Yeah, he logged in and said, oh, shit, they're on. I got to get off Discord.
He did show up for a minute there.
Anyway, thank you again, Jose. Shout outs. I appreciate it.
I love you guys.
I love you too, yeah. Jose Drip.
Yeah, good luck. Stoked I got to hear 2 fucking songs. I got to check out another one.
Yeah, I'll send you links. I got you.
Bro, I'll send you like the whole tape I'm working on right now.
Oh, fuck. I get the inside scoop.
Oh, and Internet Phantoms tape coming soon.
It will be coming.
Is it a collective?
We're not sure.
It's a tape with me.
It's certainly a tape, but yeah, I still don't know yet.
Oh,
we're gonna
God,
figure it out.
What is that even?
Okay, I'm with it. Let's get it.
As far as we know, we got 2 people in it.
Oh God!
So far,
no.
You remember, bro?
Oh no!
Do you remember fucking HB Trunks, bro?
HP?
No, HB Trunks, bro.
Wait, yeah. Wait a minute. Why do I know that?
He was that the fucking dude from Spain, bro. I think you have like 1 song with him. I don't know. I was just looking at his Instagram. I just looked at his Instagram right now. I forgot about that dude. I was like, holy shit. We're supposed to do a song together, but he's a pilot now, bro. He be flying planes.
What the fuck?
He's a pilot.
He's a fucking pilot?
How the fuck you go from SoundCloud to fucking pilot?
Bro, that's what I said. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Like, for airport? Like, airline?
Yeah, like, thing? Yeah, like, he be everywhere, bro. I'd be like,
damn, that motherfucker. God. He should have stayed doing SoundCloud. He ain't working for shit right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh yeah, huh?
He should come back.
Jokes on him,
dude. I've heard stories where people are like, I've heard these stories the past few weeks where people are like the only person on the plane to go to somewhere, and like, you know, the instructions like before you take off and whatever, whatnot, like they'll personalize it to just your name, so they're like talking directly at you. That's probably a sweet fucking experience. How's that creepy?
I don't know,
that is creepy.
How's that creepy?
Do they look them in the eyes when they say it?
Like, if it's a big-ass plane?
Yeah, it's a big-ass plane,
and
they're like,
and it's just you, and you just hear the intercom, hello, Johnny.
I'd well, be they like, ask you your name.
I want them looking me in the eyes when they say it.
They're going to jerk you off too, bro?
Yo, I want to get jerked off by a flight attendant.
Let's make it real personal, baby.
Guys, thank you, and we'll be back next week with maybe FaceTat.
Yeah, if he decides to join in, we'll never know with him.
We'll
he's
see.
A wild card. He really is.
He's the wild card, yeah.